Monroe, watch, 70-year-old transgender lawyer Stephanie Mahler goes viral for provocative courtroom outfit. By Neil Monroe on April 5, 2024. A deep-voiced male lawyer in Washington state is being jeered for his decision to sexually display himself as a big-chested woman in a low-cut dress. This is a man with a fetish for an absurd caricature of the female form that clearly thrives on the attention, said British journalist Darren Grimes. Democrat America is nuts. This weird minstrel show woman face is pure misogyny. In offensive stereotype costumes, said a tweet from a self-declared liberal, Yo Jeffrey Haidt. If a real woman showed up to court like that, she would not be treated with complete respect and great acceptance, said a tweet from MP Atta. Bro went full porn star TTS, tweeted Cubist artist. I don't have a problem with the person being trans, but that is not proper office attire for a courtroom, tweeted Veronica Manders. The Daily Mail's headline gushed over the man's choice of appearance. Trans public defender Stephanie Mahler, 70, opens up about changing gender late in life and reveals small-town Washington has been accepting of her new image with her large surgically enhanced breasts. The article said. Lawyer Stephanie Mahler, 70, has been open about her background and says it has no impact on her ability as a public defender. I get good results because I'm a good lawyer. My gender is beside the point. This is very, very fabulous, Mahler once said. Mahler is not dressed in drag, which is a theatrical style adopted by men to parody what they dislike about women. His display may be a form of cross-dressing, where high-testosterone heterosexual men gain sexual thrills by being seen as women. In medical terms, this fetish is called autogynephilia. Cross-dressing becomes transgenderism when the activists insist the government must force other Americans to accept their pretense that they have become members of the opposite sex. Another subgroup of young male transgenders is known as sissies. They adopt a female personality that is sexually submissive, promiscuous, and functionally homosexual, sometimes coupled with deep resentment after being sexually rejected by women who compete for the most attractive men. The percentage of men who claim to be transgender is very low, but there is a rising share of young people, such as Next Benedict, who adopt transgender labels as they fearfully navigate the half-demolished bridges between women and men, and between child and adult. This civic and sexual chaos is being encouraged and leveraged by politicians and the medical industry, which is selling irreversible, risky, and ineffective treatments for sexual confusion. The very tolerant public has increasingly recognized the damage that transgenderism causes. More people, including progressives, gays, and lesbians, are recognizing transgenderism's civic and political aggression, personal violence, criminal behavior, intellectual incoherence, medical damage, hostility to parents and women, and danger to vulnerable children, women, men, and gay men.